Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. We praise your name, God. We worship you. We magnify your name, oh God. You're worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, good afternoon. Amen. Or whatever time you're listening to this prayer. This is Pastor Prophetess Rebecca Simmons. We are New Creation Christian Ministries located at 1482 Maple Avenue in Hillside, New Jersey. And we're coming to you by way of Blog Talk Radio to pray. It's time to pray for women everywhere. So let us go before the Lord in prayer. Hallelujah. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you and we magnify your name. You are worthy to be praised. Lord, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. Lord, we thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, for your power. We thank you for your hand upon our lives, oh God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, for being an ever-present help in the time of trouble. Lord, we bless your name and we worship you on today. God, if we had 10,000 tongues, we could not praise you enough. Hallelujah. We thank you for this day. This is the day that you have made, and we are rejoicing and being glad in it, oh God. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you for every woman, hallelujah, that listens to this prayer. Father God, I pray for my sister right now, God, whatever she's going through, oh God, whatever she is encountering on today, God, I pray, Father God, for your blessings to overwhelm her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You said in your word that you know the plans that you have for her, plans to prosper her and not to harm her, plans to give her a hope and a future, God. So if my sister is discouraged on today, God, I speak hope and encouragement into her life right now, God. I ask, Father God, that you, Father God, oh God, hallelujah, lay your hands on her right now and let her be overwhelmed with the spirit of joy. Lord, we know that weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. So, Lord, I thank you for every sister, for every woman, oh God, no matter what they are doing in life, whether they're an apostle or a pastor, a minister, oh God, of your gospel, hallelujah, whether they are prophetess, oh God, in the name of Jesus, evangelist, oh God, hallelujah, teacher of your word, God, whether they're a mother, a parent, a nurse, a doctor, oh God, hallelujah, whatever their occupation, oh God, whatever the call is that you have put on their lives, an entrepreneur, oh God, that woman running her own business, huh? Oh God, God says, I speak increase into you right now, into your business, huh? Oh God, hallelujah, hallelujah, that woman who's been believing, oh God, but going through, I see you, woman of God, hallelujah, just holding your head in your hands and just wondering when God is going to give you that breakthrough in your business, and God is saying to you to continue to be persistent. God gave you the vision. He put it on the inside of your belly, and if you continue to move forward and refuse to quit, God's going to prosper that thing. You're on the verge of a breakthrough. God had me speak this morning in prayer that this is a time of supernatural increase. This is the time when God is going to bless that stuff, everything that he has us to birth out. God is about to bless, and this is a season when the devil has to release everything that he's been holding up from the people of God. So my sister, I want to encourage you on today to continue to move forward, continue to believe God, continue to work that vision, continue not to, don't grow weary, hallelujah, don't allow the devil to make you quit, but keep moving forward. God's getting ready to prosper you. He's getting ready to prosper your business. Everything that you touch shall prosper as you continue to delight yourself in the Lord, as you continue, hallelujah, to love him, as you continue to meditate in his word. Don't get too busy. God says, get back to prayer. Get back to reading your word. God wants to speak to you. He wants to speak to you directly. So, Lord, I just thank you for that businesswoman. I thank you for that entrepreneur, God. I thank you for the woman on the job, oh God, who's been faithful, oh God. I thank you, Lord, for blessing her on today. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for every mother. I see you, mother. God says, I see you and I hear you. I have heard your prayers pertaining to your children. And God is saying, give your child to me. Continue to give your child to me. Bring your child to me on the altar. Hallelujah. I'm going to bring your children out. Hallelujah. Whatever it is that they are caught up in, God says, don't worry about your seed, because your seed is blessed. There is a generational blessing on your seed. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for that mother, oh God, who's worrying about her child, concerned about her child. Hallelujah. Lord, the Lord will say to you, woman of God, do not be anxious for anything, huh? Oh God, hallelujah. Do not be anxious. Do not be worried, but continue to trust in God. God's going to do what he told you he was going to do. Yes, the doctors have given your child a diagnosis. Yes, the doctors have said your child was slow. Your child was autistic. Your child was had some mental instability. But I want to tell you on today that our God is able, hallelujah, our God is able to turn that diagnosis around. Our God is able to turn that prognosis for your child around. Continue to move forward by faith. Continue to believe for kingdom manifestation. Continue to believe that your child is going to excel. Your child is excelling head and shoulders above the rest. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for every mother, oh God. I thank you for every mother, God. Hallelujah. Lord, continue to bless the hearts of every mother. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Lord, we love you on today. We bless your name and we worship you on today. We magnify your name. You are worthy, God. You alone are worthy to be praised, God. If we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't praise you enough. We come as women of God, united, oh God. You said if two or more are gathered in your name, that you would be in our midst, oh God. So, Lord, even as we are on this prayer, God, even listening to the archive, oh God, we are gathered in your name, two or more, me and the person listening to my voice right now. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, I send supernatural, exponential, manifested blessings into my sister's life right now. In the name of Jesus. That she is blessed in the city and she's blessed in the marketplace. She's blessed in her home and she's blessed when she goes out. She's blessed in everything that she does. She's blessed in her marriage and blessed in her relationship. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for every marriage on today. I pray for every marriage, oh God. I pray for every husband of every woman listening to my voice. Oh God, I pray healing and deliverance, oh God, for every husband, for every man of God. God, continue to raise him up. Continue to raise those husbands up, oh God, to be the men of God that you called them to be. I come against and I bind up the spirit of Jezebel. I bind up the spirit of Bathsheba. Women wanting to be naked and before our husbands. I bind up the spirit, oh God, hallelujah, of Delilah in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you, Lord. We cover our husbands. I cover our husbands, my husband included, in the name of Jesus, from that alluring spirit, from that lustful spirit, in the name of Jesus. And we cover them and we plead the blood of Jesus over our husbands, that they will not be given over to adultery, that they will not be given over to lust, that they will not be given over to pornography, that they will not grow weary, especially our husbands who are pastors, our husbands who are men of the gospel, men of the cloth. I thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for keeping these men, oh God. Keeping them on their task, oh God. Keeping them holy, oh God. Keeping them sanctified. I put a hedge of protection around every minister of the gospel, every husband who preaches the word in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. No weapon formed against them can prosper in the name of Jesus. And I pray for that single woman right now, God. In the name of Jesus, who's been believing you for her husband, God. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You said in your word that he who finds a wife finds a good thing, God. So, Lord, we believe it and we trust, oh God, that you can send a husband to my sister, oh God. She doesn't have to be out there, God, compromising her faith. She doesn't have to be out there, oh God, giving up her body, God, because the man that does not respect covenant, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for every single woman, oh God, that you will send her a godly man, oh God, in the name of Jesus. She has a desire to be married, that you will send her a godly husband, oh God, in the name of Jesus. There is power in this prayer. I know it is, because the devil tried to stop me from praying, told me not to pray today, but I know right now that God, I feel you, Lord. I thank you, Holy Ghost. I know right now that God is answering prayer for every woman, oh God, who's believing you for a husband, oh God. I thank you, Lord, for her own personal Boaz, oh God. That won't be his name, but I thank you, Lord, for a man of God, a righteous man, a man who fears you, a man who obeys you, a man who honors you, O God, so that he would be able, O God, to love his wife as Jesus loves the church, O God, so much that he would lay down his life for her, that he won't expect her to break her vow of celibacy, that he won't expect her to give up the cookies, that he won't expect her to compromise her faith, but he will respect her for the woman of God that she is. In the name of Jesus, Lord, there's some single women they've been holding out for a long time. And I thank you, Lord, for due season. My God, I thank you for due season, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you for due season, for manifested blessings, oh God. In the name of Jesus, you do it, Lord. And well, if you don't do it, oh God, it won't be done. We thank you, Lord, that the word has already gone forth, oh God, and we're just waiting for manifestation. And we thank you that manifestation is sure, it's certain, it shall come to pass. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you on today for this time of prayer for my sisters. Lord, I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Somebody go ahead and praise God. Hallelujah. We worship you. Even in a time of prayer, O God, we come to worship you. We come to praise you, O God. We come to magnify your name. Oh, God. I pray for every woman, O God, on the battlefield. Every woman that's been injured. Every woman that's been wounded. Every woman that has taken friendly fire. My God, even from her sisters in the church, O God. Lord, I pray for that sister right now. Oh, I see you, woman of God. I pray for that sister right now who feels like she's gotten to the end of her rope, oh God, and she feels like she can't go any further. She's been discouraged and disappointed, and our so-called friends in the church have let her down. Lord, the so-called people, the saints, my God, have broken her heart. I pray healing over her life right now. In the name of Jesus, woman of God, is going to be okay. God sees you. My God, he has heard your cry in the name of Jesus, and you have tried to forgive, and you tried to move on, but the pain just keeps on coming back, and the same people that you keep forgiving, they keep on coming back, and it seems like they hurt you and disappoint you over and over and over again, and God wants you to know that there is no weapon formed against you that can prosper. And I speak healing to your heart right now in the name of Jesus. Be healed, woman of God, of that brokenness. Be healed, oh God. Be healed, oh God. Heal my sister right now. Be healed, woman of God, of that disappointment. Be healed, woman of God, of that distrust. You don't trust nobody now. But God says, I need you to open your heart again because all my power, my God, my power that I have ordained for your life, my power that resides on the inside of you can only operate through a heart of love. So don't let them make your heart be hardened. Oh, the devil is a liar. I cast off the spirit of witchcraft. I come against the spirit of spells and curses, hexes. I break every word curse, every spell, every hex right now sent out to you by the devil. Every negative word that's been spoken over your life, I cancel it out right now in the name of Jesus. Be healed, my sister. Be healed. That thing is not going to take you out. No, you're not going to give up. No, you're not going to quit. Be healed in the name of Jesus. You're going to move forth. Be healed. I speak power to you right now. Dunamis power. Breathe on my sister right now, God. In the name of Jesus. Strengthen her right now. In the name of Jesus. Heal her right now. Break every chain. We say, woman, bound, heart, loose, in the name of Jesus, loosen that infirmity of brokenness. Oh, God, loose from the woundedness of friendly fire. Loose from the woundedness of sisters turning their back on you. In the name of Jesus, I speak healing to you right now. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name. We worship you, oh God. We magnify your name. Lord, you are worthy to be praised. God, there's none like you. Oh God, I exalt your name tonight. I exalt your name today, God. In the name of Jesus, you are worthy, oh God. Help me praise him. Help me worship him. You are worthy, oh God. You're worthy. Worthy God. Hallelujah. There's none like you, Lord. Lord, we love you today. Oh, God, we magnify your name. Oh, Lord, we're not going to, come on, come on, let your praise out. Hallelujah. The devil's been trying to block off your praise by worry, by concerns of this world, by the bills on the counter, by the children stepping up, by your relationship issues. But God says it's time to get your praise back in the name of Jesus. Lord, I take back my praise. You got to say, God, I take back my praise. Lord, I give you my praise back. Lord, I open my mouth and I give you the sacrifice of praise. No more holding back. The devil thought he had you, but I see breakthrough in your praise. As you praise God, as you worship God, as you magnify his name, there's a breakthrough, woman of God. There's a breakthrough in your praise. Go ahead and rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord today, my sister. This prayer is for you. God sent me to pray for you, my sister. Rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice. Rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we love you today, God. Me and my sister, we love you, God. We praise you, God. We thank you, Lord, that you care for us, your daughters. We thank you, Lord, that you call us the daughters of Abraham and the daughters of Sarah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. God's getting ready to bless you. Oh, some of you have been waiting a long time for the manifestation of your blessing. But just as I talked about Sarah and Abraham right now, God told me that there's a blessing that you've been waiting for a mighty long time. And he says, this is the time. This is that that you have been waiting for. This is the time of divine manifestation of your blessing. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready to receive. And what God has stored up for you in the name of Jesus. Sarah, you've been waiting for a mighty long time. Oh, God, you even wanted to go and try to do it another way, but you didn't compromise. And God says, because of your faithfulness, you're going, you shall have what I said you should have. You shall do what I said you should do. You shall be all that I ordained for you to be. I called you since you were in your mother's womb. I called you to make an impact on this world. I called you to go to nations. I called you to speak for my word. Go ahead, prophet. You better prophesy in the name of Jesus. They still killing prophets on today. But God says, I put my word in your belly and let fire run up in your bones. You got to say what I tell you to say. Don't let them hold you back no more. In the name of Jesus, woman, vows are loosed. In the name of Jesus, loose to be all that God called you to be. Loose to do all that God called you to do. Loose to go to nations. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Yeah. Oh, God, we love you. We praise your name. We magnify your name. We bless your name. We worship your name. We glorify your name. You are worthy, God. You're worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. I thank you for my sisters, God. I thank you, Lord, for women everywhere. I thank you, Lord, for women everywhere, God. I thank you, Lord, for releasing manifested blessings into their lives, God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for the money. Oh, God, I see money coming to you. In the name of Jesus, the money is coming. Oh, God, God's getting ready to bless the work of your hands. The money is coming. Oh, opportunity, doors of opportunity are opening before you. Continue to walk circumspectly before the Lord. Stay on the path. Let your steps be ordered by the Lord. God is taking you to your place of manifested blessings. God is taking you to your place of manifested blessings. In the name of Jesus, no more delay, no more denial. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So, Lord, we worship you and we magnify your name. We thank you for this time that you have allowed us to come before you in prayer, oh God. I thank you for every sister under the sound of my voice, God. I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in her life, God. I thank you for building up her joy, building up her hope, restoring her joy. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for restoring to her everything that the devil stole. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I just thank you and I praise you right now, God. Continue to have your way in her life, God. Continue to let your will be. In the name of Jesus, continue to bless, oh God. Bless her, oh God, and bless her indeed. In the name of Jesus, no more setbacks. No more. In the name of Jesus, oh God, I thank you for healing. Oh God, healing my sister right now, God. Oh, God, from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet, I declare her healed. In Jesus' name, love. Oh, God. I bind up the hand of Satan off of her life, off of her health, off of her marriage, off of her money, off of her business, off of her place of employment, off of her destiny, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, that she is loose to go forth. Hallelujah. I speak joy, unspeakable joy. Joy. Unspeakable joy into the life of my sister. I speak prosperity into her life right now in the name of Jesus, that she shall succeed at everything that she does. Bless. Above and beyond what she can think, ask, or imagine. So, Lord, I just thank you for my sister right now. In the name of Jesus, continue to have your way in her life. Continue, Lord, continue to bless her above and beyond. Continue to walk before her. Continue to be with her. Continue to protect her. Continue to, oh God, encourage her. Continue, oh God, hallelujah, to use her for your glory. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Somebody go ahead and bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on and bless the Lord with me. Hallelujah. Bless his holy name. God is good. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Ha. Ha. The joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. No weapon formed against you can prosper. Hallelujah. You are blessed and highly favored. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed and highly favored. In the name of Jesus, go forth. Go forth. Go forth. Hallelujah. Go forth. Ha. Go forth leaping, praising God, rejoicing, hallelujah, because of all the good that God has in store for you. My God, blessings, goodness, and mercy are following you all the days of your life. And blessing, grace, and favor is waiting for you. My God, you are surrounded. There's a hedge of prosperity around you. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Somebody help me praise him. God is good and worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We bless your name. We worship worship you. We magnify your name. Ah, ha, ha. Oh, God, we glorify your name. You are worthy to be praised. There is none like you, Lord. Hallelujah. We give you the glory. Hallelujah. The honor and the praise. Oh, God, we thank you for answer prayer. We thank you for your word over our lives today. God, we thank you that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. We thank you that we are beautiful. Listen, woman of God, you are beautiful. You are wonderfully and fearfully made. Listen, woman of God. Hallelujah. Don't sell yourself short. Hallelujah. You are somebody. God favors you. Hallelujah. You are a blessing, my God. Hallelujah. Blessed and highly favored like Mary. Hallelujah. Continue to walk forth in your favor. Continue to walk forth revealing God's glory in your life. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, God bless you. Pastor Rebecca Simmons. Hallelujah. Signing out. We're New Creation Christian Ministries, 1482 Maple Avenue, Hillside, New Jersey. Listen, we'll be at the service on tonight for our Word Explosion Bible Study, and tomorrow we have our Restoration Time of Fellowship for any person dealing with any kind of addiction. Sunday, our services are from 12:30 to 2:30, 2 hours that will change your life. Amen. Come out and meet me personally. Come and fellowship with us. We would love to see you. Listen, my sister, I love you. God loves you, and I am excited. I am excited about what God is doing in your life. Amen. I believe with you. I'm touching and agreeing with you for everything that you're believing God for in the name of Jesus. So God bless you. I'm going to pray the joy of the Lord, Tamla man. Go in peace and serve our God. Amen. I'll see you next Wednesday at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Tell somebody about this prayer line. Amen. Hallelujah.
When my problems come knocking at me.